Welcome to the swinging years. A time when vaudeville and prohibition were dead, television was unborn, and the world of entertainment was dominated by big-name bands. Because of their popularity, cities and towns reopened theaters for them, Hollywood starred them in motion pictures, national sponsors starred them in top radio shows. In addition, swing bands sold millions of phonograph records and played before turn-away crowds on one-night stands all over the country. In those days, very few high school students could name the president's cabinet. But the chances are, if you asked them to name Benny Goodman's trumpet section, you'd get the answer as fast as they could say Ziggy Elman, Chris Griffin, and Harry James. Everybody knew that. I know I did. Maybe it was because we were so relieved that the Depression was about over. Perhaps the war clouds gathering over Europe made everybody want to cram as much fun as they could into the uncertain present. Anyway, suddenly in the late 30s, the country was filled with music. Special fan magazines devoted entirely to the activities of swing musicians started filling the newsstands. Krupa Leaves Benny read Downbeat. Krupa Wins Pole was Metronome's headline. And here's what Variety said. In place of vaudeville, the Paramount is featuring the band show. In place of humor as the backbone of a stage layout is the percussion acrobatics of a drummer. When the greatest drummer of them all, Gene Krupa, played the Paramount in New York, the lines began forming at 7 o'clock in the morning. And we'd better get in line if we want a seat.
Boys and girls, nice to be with you at the Paramount. And now here's Anita O'Day and all the band in Drum Boogie.
sudden box office appeal of the name Bands wasn't being overlooked by the Hollywood movie makers either. When I came here from Des Moines, one of the first pictures I appeared in starred three alumni of the Fred Waring Band, Rosemary and Priscilla Lane and Johnny Scap Davis. All over town, name bands or graduates from them were starring in movies. Of all the bands that made movies, the most successful was that of Glenn Miller. Just as we all flocked to hear his band at Glen Island Casino or the local ballroom when he played our hometown, saved our allowance to buy his records, so every youngster was sure to rush to see Glenn's movies. You remember Orchestra Wives and Sun Valley Serenade? There was something very special about Glenn Miller, a business-like, orderly approach to life which was reflected in his music. The Miller Band never looked sloppy, never played sloppy. The day, 15 years after his passing, the style he originated is still popular all over the country. Reissues of his original records are better sellers now than ever. And bands headed by ex-Miller men, Tex Beneke, Ray Anthony, Jerry Gray, Ray McKinley, keep the old Miller sound alive and new. But let's pretend we're back in those swinging years when Glenn was still with us.
Tex Beneke, Modern Airs, places, please.
I saw this one 6 times.
Okay, gentlemen. Anytime you're ready, Tex.
Chattanooga, choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home? Chattanooga, Chattanooga. Chattanooga.
Get aboard.
Chattanooga. Chattanooga.
All aboard.
Chattanooga. Chattanooga.
Chattanooga choo-choo.
Won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo. Carry me home.
Bands would travel thousands of miles in the space of a single week, playing whistle stops, college gymnasiums, tobacco warehouses, local theaters, and ballrooms in places with names like Nutting's on the Charles, Waltham, Massachusetts, Pottstown, Pennsylvania, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Walla Walla, Washington. Here's where the band musicians would meet their fans in person. It seems like every man in each band had his own private fan club. The enthusiasm of the audience transformed the travel-weary, rumpled, homesick musicians into inspired individual performers who made up a great swinging unit, a band. To give you the feel, the excitement that went with a typical one-nighter, a college prom, we're going back to the gymnasium of the University of Illinois. I doubt if any of the kids who were there that night will remember the date, but I'm sure they'll all remember the great sound of Bob Crosby and the best Dixieland band in the land. So here it is. Ray Baduke, Bobby Haggart, the big noise from Winnetka.
is supposed to represent the lobby of a plush New York hotel. So tremendous was the wave of popularity of name bands during the swing years that proprietors of establishments like this suddenly realized that to attract customers, they had to use swing bands. Glenn Gray was at the Waldorf, Jimmy Dorsey the New Yorker, Glenn Miller the Pennsylvania, Tommy Dorsey the Astor, Harry James the Lincoln. And on the east side of New York, like an island of sweet in a sea of swing, stood the Roosevelt Hotel. And there every night, oblivious to the frantic sounds around him, Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians played the sweetest music this side of heaven. Come jazz, come swing, come bebop. Business at the Roosevelt was great. Let's listen.
Now here's Boo-Hoo featuring the trio and Dancing in the Dark. The Twin Pianos and 12th Street Rag.
Thank you.
This is one of the real star makers of show business. This is the control room of a recording studio. It was in just such a booth during a recording session of the Les Brown Band that this record was made.
Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease.
From that record, it was just a short step for Doris Day to stardom in motion pictures. Other vocalists who got their start with the big bands during the swinging years went on to become motion picture stars, TV headliners, and first names in the recording industry. Who were they? Well, there's Perry Como, the Ted Weems Band, Lena Horne from Charlie Barnett, Betty Hutton, the Vincent Lopez Orchestra, Peggy Lee, Benny Goodman, Rosemary Clooney, Tony Pastor, Billy Eckstein and Sarah Vaughan from Earl Father Hines, and Bing Crosby from Paul Whiteman.
Night and day.
Yes, and a kid named Sinatra from the Tommy Dorsey Band. Tommy's band served as the proving ground for more future stars than any other band. In addition to Frank Sinatra, there were Joe Stafford, Dick Hames, the Pied Pipers, Connie Haynes. It was no accident that these great talents gravitated toward the sentimental gentleman of swing. Tommy was an exciting, colorful individualist who always said he would never stand in front of a bad band. It's to his everlasting credit, he never did. The first star Tommy helped to develop was tops in all popularity polls at the time he left the band to go into the Army. We're going to recreate the magic moment at the recording session that catapulted vocalist Jack Leonard and Tommy Dorsey's band to the top.
We'll soon be waking to find our hearts are ached and tears will cry as you recall the moon in all its splendor, your kiss so very tender. Will you surrender to me, Mary?
Fans of swing music, the most dedicated by far, were the musicians themselves. After their job was done for the night, they'd pack up their horns and head for some after-hours spot to listen to their own favorites. In New York, this usually meant a trip down to the swingin'est block of real estate in the land, 52nd Street.
You know, Ronnie, my favorite spot in the street was the famous door. It was like a midget bowling alley with the band at the far end. You stood up, you'd crack your head in the ceiling. The tables weren't much bigger than a small pizza.
Is it true, Gene, what they say, that they used to cram so many people into the tiny place that some of the tables were right in the band?
Right in the saxophone section. And when the count cut loose on the 1 o'clock jump, you felt like the whole building was rocking.
I'll bet that Basie did everything but blow the roof off.
us a little taste of an original tune of our guitarist, Freddie Green. A little thing he calls Corner Pocket. Right now, here's the 1 o'clock jump.
Benny Goodman's a bum.
Now, Artie Shaw, there's the clarinet player.
Benny.
Benny's fans always were kind of wild.
Say, Bob, radio was the most important kind of exposure a band could get, wasn't it?
Oh, you're so right, Ronnie. See, radio brought the band's products, its music, right into homes all across our country.
And, of course, the sponsors of nationwide radio programs were quick to take advantage of the tremendous popularity of the leading name bands.
And I guess they were right, Ron. They had successful radio programs starring, well, Xavier Cugat, Woody Herman, Kay Kaiser, as well as the music of Goodman, Shaw, Miller, and, well, the old Bobcats, too.
I think I remember them. Oh, the first band I remember hearing on its own radio show had a theme that went like this, remember?
I certainly do, Ronnie. Glenn Gray and the Castle Loma Orchestra. They not only played good, but they looked good.
Well, hi there. I'm Jimmy Wallington. Welcome, friends, out there in Radio Land to another stop on the old caravan, starring Glenn Gray and the Casalomans. Right now, Glenn and the boys are going to start things off with their famous No Name Jive. Thank you.
tribute to the swinging years would be complete without a portion devoted to the late Jimmy Dorsey. Physically small, on the shy, retiring side, Jimmy literally knocked himself out to get breaks for his performers. As far as his own career was concerned, Jimmy was happiest standing off to one side playing in the saxophone section. They say the way to find out about a man is to talk to the people who work for him. Well, all the ones I talked to who worked for J.D. idolized him. To each, he wasn't just the boss. He was a friend. Two of these friends who knew him best, loved him most, are here tonight to help pay tribute to the elder Dorsey brother. Imagine you're at the Palomar Ballroom in Los Angeles as first Bob Eberle and then Helen O'Connell step to the microphone.
Tangerine. As bright as flame, tangerine. When she dances by, senorita's stare and caballero's sigh, and I've seen. Raised in every bar across the Argentine. Yes, she has them all on the run, but her heart belongs to just one. Her heart belongs to Tangerine.
Mascaret eye and shuffled eye dashay. Tangerine with her lips aflame. If the color keeps, Louis Philippe's to blame. And I've seen clothes on Tangerine where the label says from Macy's Mezzanine. She's only fooling one girl. She's only fooling Tangerine.
Theaters, ballrooms, movies, radio, one-nighters, hotels, records, the bands in the swinging years played them all. And then came the inevitable day when staid old Carnegie Hall opened its doors to swing. Where once the music of Rachmaninoff, Mozart, and the like was heard, standing room only concerts were given by Benny Goodman, Stan Kenton, Duke Ellington, Basie, and a young clarinetist from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Woodrow Wilson Herman, named for a leader for world peace, became a leader in what is recognized as America's only purely native art form. It's popular music. The concert is in progress. Ladies and gentlemen, Woody Herman!
Wildest gal in town, Caledonia. Bow, bow. Baby's great big peaches, long lean lank, had nothing to eat, but she's my baby lover just the same. Crazy about that woman called Caledonia, her name. Caledonia, 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 what makes you think it's so high? Love you just the same. Crazy about that woman called Caledonia, her name. Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes you think it's so high? Look so nice tonight, Caledonia. Tell me everything. Tell me more. Tell me all, Caledonia. Love you lonely. Caledonia, Caledonia. What makes your figure so hard?
Were the swinging years, a period when our nation's idol was the man with the horn. What ended it? The mad ambition of a few misguided leaders in Europe and Japan. The war clouds that had been gathering suddenly started raining down bombs on London and Pearl Harbor. Along with the rest of young America, the men in the swing bands answered the call to arms. They traded their saxophones for machine guns, their tuxedos for olive drab, and went off to war. End of an era. In the Marine Corps, in the Army, the Air Corps, in the Navy, the Coast Guard, wherever they served, the men of swing left their imprint. Whether in a foxhole, out on a parade ground, or in a landing barge, on every front and on every continent, they gave their all and helped change our country's marching cadence to a victory beat. A swingin' beat that became a victory march all the way from Munich to Milwaukee and from Tokyo to Trenton.